And we have the Douglas man in Perth, who's on the front of the Irish Examiner today. And the headline above his picture is Rowan's 72 billion to one shot. And he stayed up for us down under. It's 11 o'clock down there, or just 10 past 11. So we can say good afternoon, good night to Rowan McCarthy. How are you doing, Rowan?
Not bad. Yourself, Ray?
Good, good. This is spectacular. So a hole in one on the 12th and an albatross on the 15th. When did it happen?
Oh, it happened last Wednesday.
Right. And what's the reaction been since, Rowan?
Oh, since then, mate, it's been an absolute roller coaster. Yeah. It's something you can't even describe. It's gone worldwide. There's been big golf magazines in the US, big talk shows. There's been the national news over here in Australia done a big segment on it today.
Yeah.
So I've been filming in the golf course for about 3.5 hours today. So there was a good piece done on that. And yeah, just absolutely like a crazy thing to happen, you know. So I'm just trying to deal with it all, and it's been pretty full on, you know.
Yeah, not bad for an All Ireland skateboarding champion from back in the day.
Ah, sure.
So it's worldwide. I believe you're a member of a club that only has 22 people in it. That this has only ever been recorded 22 times worldwide, according to that magazine that you.
Apparently, yeah. There's a source online that says yeah, there's 21 people that registered. The same thing, hole in one and albatross in the same round.
Yeah.
So, I think that makes me number 22.
Well done. Congratulations. Now, bring us back to last Wednesday then. So you had a bit of a mare coming up. The first 11 holes weren't great, were they?
No, man. Like as an average golfer, you just go out there and you don't expect anything magical to happen when you're out in the course. You know, you just go out there and it's just more for the social aspect of it, having a laugh with the lads and having a few drinks and stuff. So just playing an average round on the front nine. Nothing spectacular. A few bogeys and one or two pars, and then we went onto the back nine. So I think the hole before the 12th hole, I think it was the 11th, it was a par 4, so I got a triple bogey on that one.
So it took you what,
then,
seven shots to get that, did it? Is that a triple bogey?
So that's a seven, seven on a par 4.
Okay, yeah, that's a triple bogey. Okay, right. Go on.
Yeah, so that's standard for the average hacker, you know?
right.
We moved on to the 12th hole then, and it was a par 3. It was 169 metres on the day. I picked the 7-iron out of my bag, and just absolutely swung it, and I think it was one of the best bloody 7-irons I've ever hit in my life, you know. It just literally just drew up and just landed on the front of the green and just rolled, trickled down towards the hole. And then we just lost sight of it because it was so far away.
Yeah.
And one of the boys just looked over to me and he's like, that might have rattled the hole, you know. So we were all like, you know, in anticipation, driving down to the hole and seeing if we could see the ball anywhere. And there was no sight of the ball. And one of my other playing partners walked up to the hole and picked the ball out of it and started screaming. Or he actually left the ball in there, sorry, and he just started screaming and going, it's in. And I was like, nah. I was like, when's he going to tell me now? He's joking, like, and I ran over to it there and it was just sitting in the bottom, you know.
Wow.
It was something spectacular. It was, as an average golfer, you just say everyone's playing every day to just get that one shot, you know.
It's a dream shot, so, isn't it? It's a dream shot. Now, it wasn't your first hole in one. You scored one pitch and putting in Douglas back in the day. Anyway, we go on.
Good old Douglas pitch and putt. got a hole in one there as a young fella.
So that was the 12th, and like that was your day made, if not your year. And it's only what, the 11th or whatever, it was the 7th of January. So then you're again, you fall off a bit then the next few holes, do you? It's not great.
The lads were putting videos and messages into our golfing groups, and the phone was absolutely going haywire, you know.
Yeah.
So my head wasn't in the game. I just wanted to go straight to the bar and celebrate, you know. I didn't want to play any more golf. But we continued on anyway, and the next hole I got a triple bogey,
right.
Or it was a double bogey or something. One, a double or a triple on the next hole. I just had no interest at that stage, so we moved on to the next hole, and I was a double or a triple on that one.
Right.
And so we just wanted to move it along and get to the bar, you know, and celebrate. Like, but yeah, we went up to the 15th hole then, and it was a par five. It was a 458 meter long hole. So I hit the driver off the tee, sort of when it was a sort of downhill fairway, a little bit of crest on the fairway. The ball sort of hit a decent little bit of fairway and just rolled on, trickled down about 270 meters. And it just rolled off to the fairway a little bit, and it landed on a bit of sand just off the fairway.
Right.
So we were 185 meters out then. So that was the second shot in 185 meters. The fairway was still going downhill, and there was a little bit of a hill on the left hand side of the green. So just punched it down out of the sand, landed at probably about 160 meters, and then it just rolled in, and we just saw it like gently rolling onto the green towards the flag. And because it was so far away there as well, we didn't see
right.
The ball hit any flag, or we didn't see it drop or anything. And one of the guys says, "If that went bloody in the hole now, you know."
Yeah.
So the thought actually crossed my mind. I was like, that actually could be in the bloody hole, just saying to myself. Like, we drove down, and I ran out this time, like, and in anticipation, going like, I couldn't see the ball anywhere in the green, and it just ran up to the bloody flag, and there it was, just sitting right there, you know. And it was the feeling. It was a mixture of bloody shock. I just think it was pure shock, really.
Yeah.
To be honest, I just didn't know how to comprehend it and how to deal with it, but. Yeah, the celebrations, the hugging and jumping around and high fives and everything with all the playing partners was something else, you know.
It's time to retire.
It was something I'll remember forever.
It's time to retire now, Rowan, isn't it? Like, that's it. You've made history in golfing and probably never going to match that again. But
celebrate, you know. If you play golf yourself, you know, it's just all it takes is one or two good shots, and it just brings you back the next day. You know, you just want to keep on doing it just to get that feeling.
Yeah.
Like a bit of an addiction, you know.
Yeah. So what about this tradition where if you score a hole in one, if you get a hole in one, you have to buy everybody in the bar a drink? Isn't that a golfing tradition?
Yeah. I don't know, is it originated in Ireland or what, but it's definitely a bit of a thing going on in our golfing group over here. We've part of a golfing society over here called the Irish Park Golf Society.
Right.
So it's run by one of my friends, Ger Lynch, who lives back home in Douglas. So he's lived over here the last few years as well, so he's the president. So a nice, close-knit group of people over here. And it's just all about the social aspect and just going out and enjoying yourself, you know.
Yeah.
And so that tradition sort of started with our group, is that if anyone does anything special, win a competition or anything like that, we always just tend to ring the bell. I mean, you're just shouting everyone a drink in the bar, you know, so it can be pretty pricey sometimes.
Yeah.
which you
didn't mind.
That was good.
So the golfing magazine, then an American talk show. Have you been on an American, or you're going on an American talk show?
I'm going on an American talk show, yeah, at 2 a.m. time over here. So it's probably going to be a bit of an all-nighter. So I've got the corona here in front of me to keep me going.
Oh, God. Maybe not a good idea.
you got to keep on celebrating.
Yeah,
we were celebrating for days after it happened,
right.
You know. So it only became the big news on the Monday once all the hangovers were subsided.
Right. And what about the people back in Douglas? What do they think?
Oh, the phone has been going absolutely off the Richter since it's happened, you know. Just it's literally constant for the last bloody week. It's crazy, you know.
It's
definitely something I'll never forget.
No, how long have you been out in Australia, Rowan?
I've been out here since 2011.
Right.
So I moved out here after I studied mechanical engineering at CIT for 3 years and went over to Edinburgh for a year. And then after Edinburgh, I moved over to Perth.
Yeah, and life's good. Life's good out there.
It was meant to be a short holiday, but one thing led to another, and then I'm here today. You know, an extended holiday.
And life's good over there.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I suppose it's like everywhere in the world, you know. There's negative stuff all around with all the stuff that's going on with COVID and all that. But you know, you just got to keep on driving on. And I think it's good to have a bit of positivity around the place now. So, like, seeing all, like, this that's after happening this golf, like the amount of positive comments yeah. and stuff I'm getting, it's good to see a bit of crack happening, you know.
Well,
there you doom and gloom.
Well, there you are. Congratulations again on the cover of the Irish Examiner. Your two balls in each hand. Rowan, 72 yeah. billion to one shot. Well done, Rowan. Mind yourself. Congratulations.
Thanks very much,
bye,
Ray.
Bye. 5 on 551, ray@rte.ie.